Join us now for Call to Worship, dedicated to presenting the truth of God's Word. Call to Worship is sponsored by Zion Chapel.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice.
The whole world was lost in the darkness of sin. The light of the world is Jesus. Like sunshine at noonday, His glory shone in. The light of the world is Jesus. Come to the light, 'tis shining for thee. Sweetly the light has dawned upon me. Once I was blind, but now I can see. The light of the world is Jesus.
Reading from Jeremiah chapter 1. The words of Jeremiah the son of Hilkiah, the priests that were in Anath in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah the son of Josiah of Judah, out of the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth from the womb, I sanctified thee. I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, Behold, I put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to bow down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And he said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, Thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. And the word of the Lord came unto me the second time, saying, What seest thou? I said, A seething pot, and the face thereof is toward the north. Then the Lord said unto me, Out of the north an evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdoms of the north, saith the Lord, and they shall come, and they shall set every one his throne at the entering in of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all the walls thereof around about, and against all the cities of Judah. And I will utter my judgments against them, touching all their wickedness, who have forsaken me, burned incense unto other gods, and worshipped the work of their own hands. Thou therefore gird up thy loins, and arise, and speak unto them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. For behold, I have made thee this day a defense city, an iron pillar, brazen walls against the whole land, and the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, and against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. So far we read God's holy word. Let's give thanks for it. Let's pray that we'll have understanding of it, what it meant at that time, and especially what the application is for us today. Our Father, we come to thee through Christ Jesus. We come giving thanks in his name for every blessing given. We give thanks for the blessings that we have in nature, far above others, when others are suffering so much in different ways, the earthquakes, the wars, the famines, calamities of the tornadoes, and we are blessed in nature. We have had the planting season, the harvest, and we have to say also with Jeremiah, the harvest is past and we are not saved. We have had the temporal blessings, the natural blessings, but we pray and plead we might have the spiritual blessings, even as was so much needed here in Judah in the time of Jeremiah. And we are in the same need. We are in the same problems and same sins. Judah could not be pardoned for innocent blood that was shed. We also are guilty of the same in murdering the unborn by the thousands every day. We pray we also may see we have put ourselves in darkness because we have not given thee glory as the Creator. We have promoted the lie of evolution, and thou hast said, if we do not give thee glory, our foolish hearts are darkened. Professing ourselves to be wise, we became fools. We are there today, sadly, not only as a nation, but also much of the church, promoting the lie of evolution, promoting it in the schools, the children being taught it. And we pray and plead, Father, that thou wilt yet call us to repentance and call us to obedience to all of thy word, both in doctrine and in life. We give thanks for thy word, for the teaching of it. We give thanks also for the examples of it. Even though we have examples of sin, we have examples of thy punishment on sin, as the terrible punishment that came later to Judah and Jerusalem, Jerusalem being destroyed, laid waste for those 70 years, the people, many of them dying, them carrying away captive. We know the same could come for us. It is all in thy hand. And we pray and plead that thou wilt teach us through thy word to come to repentance, as thou didst say to the church at Corinth. These things are examples for us upon whom the ends of the world are come. We might see them as examples that we need to repent, that we need to believe thy word in doctrine and life. We have turned away from it in both ways, in our churches, in our homes, in our nation. We pray, Father, that thou wilt call laborers to go into all the fields that are white in the harvest, where the laborers are few, both in our country and throughout the world, that we might have true laborers again. We read in another prophet that thou dost look for a man to stand in the gap and found none. We fear we are close to that today, that we are not giving the call to obedience, the call to repentance, the call to faith that we should have. And we pray, Father, that we might see it when our homes are so much broken and when the lies of evolution are being taught. We pray for thy blessing also on those that need thy healing hand in the body, the many in sickness, the many in injury, all the injured with the earthquake and the wars and the tornadoes in our country. We pray, Father, for them, both the injured and many are homeless. We pray especially for those in the countries that are Islamic, like Turkey, Syria. They may have the gospel preached to them as well as being helped with homes and the necessities of life. We pray for other needs that there are throughout the world. Teach us how to give to those in hunger when we have so much abundance. We pray for thy blessing on other needs that there are. We pray for the civil wars in Ethiopia and Sudan, that those also may come to an end, as well as the war in Israel and in Ukraine. We pray, Father, that thou wilt now guide us in this word that we have read. Thou wilt teach us from it, that we may know and learn in the way both of repentance, obedience, and faith, all through Christ, in whose name we give thanks. Amen. We have here God's word to Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, the priest, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. We have the word of God coming to him, recorded especially in verses 4 and 5. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. That's God's word to him in the beginning, describing what he was going to do and who Jeremiah was as sanctified by the Lord, being ordained a prophet unto the nations. God planning it, God bringing it into being. The result of it was, Jeremiah said, as we read in verse 6, Ah, Lord, God, behold, I cannot speak, for I'm a child. And the answer of the Lord was, verse 7, But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee, to deliver thee, saith the Lord. We read twice not to be dismayed at their faces. We read it here in the 8th verse, and we read it also again in the 17th verse. We know that those that are called to speak sometimes are fearful of the ones that they must speak to. Many, as we can read, have been killed. Christ asked the question, Which of the prophets have not your fathers killed? Jeremiah was put in a dungeon later, treated very awfully in punishment. He did have reason to fear, but God told him not to. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Finally, after what Jeremiah spoke of, the judgment that was going to come, when Nebuchadnezzar came and Nebuchadnezzar's general came, he set Jeremiah free. He told him to go where he wanted to go. He was a free man when the rest of them were either killed or taken in captivity. God told Jeremiah judgment would come from the north. We read here in verse 13, And the word of the Lord came unto me a second time, saying, What seest thou? And I said, A seething pot, and the face thereof is toward the north. Then said the Lord unto me of the north, And evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. First of all, he saw a rod of an almond tree. When he said he saw that, God said to him, Thou wast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. God was speaking, and he was going to hurry and have his word performed. Everything that God told Jeremiah was performed. Jeremiah passed the words on sometime later to King Zedekiah, but he would not listen. And when he did not listen, the word was performed, and judgment fell terribly on him. But here he says, the north shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. It was not only true for Judah, but Jeremiah told the other countries as well. They were to submit themselves to Nebuchadnezzar, and for those who did submit, they could stay in the land. If Zedekiah had done that, they also could have stayed in the land. But he would not do it. He rebelled, and he was taken in terrible punishment. Zedekiah had to endure, his eyes being taken out, his sons killed before his eyes, before that took place. We read, if this would happen, God tells Jeremiah, Nebuchadnezzar would come from the north. God tells him to speak. Verse 17, thou therefore gird up thy loins and arise and speak unto them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed of their faces, lest I confound thee before them. A very strong command. Speak all that I command thee. Be not dismayed of their faces, lest I confound thee before them. If Jeremiah did speak all that God commanded him, he would be confounded. He would be confused. I've experienced that array myself when things sometimes should be said, and we don't say them in the company that we are with, and we become confused. God doesn't continue to help us when we don't listen to him. We must listen to him in all things and bring his message God's way, both the message of obedience, the message of doctrine, the message of faith, the message of repentance. All of that must be brought truly and rightly. As Paul said to the church of the Hebrews, exhort one another, so much the more as you see the day approaching. We are to do that to each other, as well as those that God commands directly to teach and to preach. They must bring the whole message. Paul could say, I have not shunned to declare the whole counsel of God, and that's what is needed today. After we read this, and the warning that we read in verse 17, he must speak all that God said. Then in the second chapter, God tells Jeremiah to speak the beginning of their history. God took them. Verse 2 we read of chapter 2, go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord, I remember thee in the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine apostles, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Here God is referring to the earlier times he called them and the better times. Israel was holiness unto the Lord and the first fruits of his increase. And all that devour shall offend. Evil shall come upon them, saith the Lord. Jeremiah is describing that. Ezekiel also had described that in Ezekiel chapter 16. Son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abominations. Say, thus saith the Lord God unto Jerusalem, thy birth and thy nativity is in the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite, thy mother was a Hittite. And as for thy nativity, in the day that thou wast born, thy navel was not cut, neither wast thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou wast not salted at all, nor swallowed at all. None I pitied thee to do any of these unto thee, to have compassion on thee. But thou wast cast out in the open field, to the loathing of thy person. And in the day that thou wast born, when I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. I have caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field, and thou wast increased and waxen great. Thou art come to excellent ornaments. Thy breasts are fashioned, thy hair is grown, whereas thou wast naked and bare. When I passed by thee and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was the time of love. I spread my skirt over thee and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee, enter into covenant with thee, saith the Lord God, and thou becamest mine. Then washed thee with water, yea, though I thoroughly washed away thy blood from thee, and anointed thee with oil. I clothed thee also with broidered work, and shod thee with badger skin. I girded thee about with fine linen. I covered thee with silk. All of this God is describing when he first called Israel to be his people, describes it, we could say, in the way of a parable. It is a way that does describe what God saw polluted in thine own blood, polluted in their own sin. And he's telling them the same thing here in Jeremiah chapter 2. Now he is saying, I brought you into plentiful country, verse 7, to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when you entered, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. The priest said not, where is the Lord? They that handle the law know me not. The pastors also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal, and walked after other things that should do no profit. A terrible thing. Those who should be the leaders and those who should give the right way to them are the ones that are here misleading them. He said, the priests say not, where is the Lord? And they that handle the law know me not. The pastors also transgressed against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that do not profit. We have a problem with that today. Many of the leaders in the church are promoting the lie of evolution, teaching it in the seminaries. They are teaching it in the universities. They are teaching the lie and not giving God glory as the creator. It brings the results of it. God remains God. God remains the creator. When we do not give him glory, then as Paul wrote in Romans chapter 1, when they did not give him glory, their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. That's what's happened to us as a country. That's what happened here with Judah. The priest said not, where is the Lord? And they that handle the law knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me. Walk not after the things that do profit. We are there today. We are there in our churches, in our seminaries, in our universities, in our homes. And the homes prove it by so many of them being broken. The terribleness that it brings in the country, it brings a broken country, and also a terrible thing for the younger generation. We hear much of mental health problems and what to do about it. Much of it is because of the broken homes. We have to pray that God will work directly with the children in the broken homes and lead them to His Word. Many of them that have broken homes have the Scripture in the home, but God can, with His Spirit, lead the children to the home that they have a true light. It could be, in the end, God bringing them to believe it, to obey it, even as He said, a little child shall lead them. That could happen, and we need to pray it will happen, because what's impossible with man is possible with God. How much we need in the time of us deserving judgment. Yes, deserving it, probably mostly because of the sin of the murder of the unborn, but in other ways as well, the sins of the home and the sins of evolution, the sins of immorality, all the sins that are there. We wonder, can they be forgiven? Will they be forgiven? Will we come to a time of true repentance before God? And how we need that, how we need to have repentance before God and faith before our Lord Jesus Christ, as Paul preached it. We need those who preach it again today, not like these priests here that say, where is the Lord? They that handle the law knew me not. Pray God still comes back to us as He did there in chapter 2, verse 9. Wherefore I will yet plead with you, saith the Lord, and with your children's children will I plead. He is doing that today through the Word. How thankful we can be when the church is not true to the Word, that the Word is still there. The Word is a light, especially Christ Himself, as the song we sang. The whole world was lost in the darkness of sin. The light of the world is Jesus. And even though the world may not recognize it, as we read in John chapter 1, the light was there, but the darkness comprehended it not. But the light continues to shine. The Lord Jesus is the light to anyone that wants to look to Him, anyone that knows their need of Him, anyone that is different than what He said about those that love darkness rather than light. When that changes, that we again love the light, God can change us from enmity against the light
As Christ said also to Nicodemus, everyone that does evil hates the light, but he can change us to the way of truth. As he said a little further at the end of that conversation to Nicodemus, those that come to the truth will love the light, be thankful for the light, and declare with the songwriter, no darkness have we who in Jesus abide, the light of the world is Jesus. We walk in the light, we follow our guide, the light of the world is Jesus. Not only did Jeremiah himself follow the Lord, but at the same time, though we do not know exactly when and how, there were those like Daniel who learned the things of the Lord, who when carried into captivity, obeyed the things of the Lord, and could later speak of the things not only of God the Father, but speak of the things of Christ. Daniel's three friends also, during this time, learned about God. Even when the priests did not give the right message, there were those few that did learn and did obey so wonderfully as Daniel and his three friends did, even though it caused his three friends to go into the fire, but God saved them and took them out. It caused Daniel to go into the lion's den, but God saved him and also took him out. God made himself known through them in a wonderful way, and that can happen today. Even though it was few then, we don't know how many now, but we do know that it can happen, and we know that it must happen if God's name is to be glorified and the light of the world will be recognized as he should be. We need to pray that we will have such an awakening to that truth and such a repentance that we will come to the light who is Christ. Generally here, God said, I will play with you, your children's children will I play. Verse 11, hath the nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods, but my people have changed their glory for that which he doth not. Later, in verse 13, we read of two evils that were there in the way of a parable. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewn them out broken cisterns that can hold no water. They themselves made them that way. They made them that were ruined in the beginning. That's what did happen when we go back. It says, the pastors handled the law and knew me not. The pastors that had transgressed against me, and they prophesied by Baal. They prophesied by that wicked idol many had. They, in that way, caused only broken cisterns that could hold no water. They did not have the water of life. Christ is that water. He told the Samaritan woman at the well, if she knew who was speaking to her, she would ask of him, and he would give her the water of life. After she found out he was Christ, the prophet, she did drink of that water of life and told her people so, as we can read about it in John chapter 4.
To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his son.
Thanks for listening to Call to Worship. If you have questions or comments regarding today's program, you can write to Zion Chapel, 937 Royce Avenue, Holland, Michigan, 49423. Or their email address is worship@calltoworship.org. For more information on Call to Worship and its ministry, visit their website at calltoworship.org. Listen again next week at this time for Call to Worship, sponsored by Zion Chapel.
Praise the Lord.